Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not saying that I take great pride in knowing ball, or in this case, knowing puck. But I do know puck all. I'm not saying I take great pride in saying a thing and then having that thing confirmed and repeated by the head coach of the team that I said that thing about. I am saying that just about everyone who sits in a chair and does this job for a living does really enjoy it and want to brag about it when they get one right. Yeah. Let me whip this out real quick. Carolina Hurricane head coach Rod Brind'Amour, who one day will undoubtedly have a statue outside of the arena there in Raleigh, North Carolina, was talking to the media yesterday shortly after his Canes got demolished in game number one by the Florida Panthers. Now, you will recall that the morning of game number one, I gave you all a game preview and a series preview about the Eastern Conference Finals of the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs. And in that preview, I said the same thing that I also said Tuesday night in my weekly guest appearance on BetMGM Tonight, the nationally syndicated radio show you can hear on this and find Odyssey stations everywhere from 7 till 11 p.m. on the BetMGM network. I told Ryan Horvat on Tuesday, and then I said to you all on Wednesday, yesterday morning, Wednesday, before game one, or Tuesday before game, whatever day it was of game one, I said there is one number that is going to tell you more about this series than any other number. And that one number is three. That is not how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. No, no. That is the number of power play goals that Carolina cannot give away in any given game if they wish to win that game. And if Carolina gives away three or more power plays in four games in this series, they will lose that series. Well, in game number one, they gave away four power plays, and wouldn't you know it, just like Rob Brown said, they lost the game. So where does Rod Brind'Amour fit into all of this? Rob Brown said Florida plays bully ball hockey. They play cheap shot hockey. They are going to hit you off the puck. They are going to hit you on the puck. They are going to hit you late. They are going to hit you early. They are going to do everything that they can to get inside of your head, to throw you off of your game, and to get you to play a style of hockey that they want to play, not your style of hockey. And for the Carolina Hurricanes, who do indeed have a specific style of hockey that they are the best at, that's kryptonite if they allow it to work. That was my take. That was where I arrived at that number. Because I go back to, say, the Washington Capitals series in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And I pointed out a couple of times that the couple of times that Washington was in games, won games, made games dicey, it was largely because of the fact that Carolina kept doing dumb things, kept playing bad, undisciplined hockey, and giving extra opportunities to Washington. The highlight one for me was in game 5, I believe. They had a 3-1 lead over the Caps in the third period. It felt like at that point you were just playing run out the clock. Don't change anything. Do exactly what you've been doing this whole game. Get the win. Let's see if we can get out of here in 5. And late in the game, a game that they would end up winning, by the way, but late in the game, here come the Caps. They take the puck away from Carolina on a couple of relatively violent hits in the attacking third. They push the puck forward on a quick counterattack down the right-hand side, and I do not remember exactly which Kane it was, but one of the defensemen came across, knocked down the puck carrier, got an interference call, and oh, by the way, the Canes were already on the penalty kill. Washington was already on the power play. Carolina was actually possessing the puck shorthanded in that spot. They had the opportunity. Well, instead, what they did was commit a dumb penalty going back the other way while already on the penalty kill, giving the Washington Capitals a 5-on-3 advantage for about a minute and 15 seconds. And wouldn't you know it, Alex Ovechkin, you've heard of this guy, right? Pretty good at hockey. He, as he has done to every team all season long, gets set up with an open lane from just on top of the left-hand face-off circle, sees where Freddie is, and fires an absolute bleep missile in the top right. It's a goal, one-goal game. The Caps have the momentum. The stadium is weird vibes. And it's like, uh-oh, that goal might let them steal this game away, a game that Carolina pretty much had in the bag. And if they steal this game away, they might steal the series away. It got to feeling real intense real quick. Now, Carolina would get a goal back a few minutes later because the Caps got out of position. It was not a well-scored goal from Carolina so much as Washington just kind of blew it in that spot, and they would win that game. I think Washington was kind of starting to feel the pressure of that series, but Florida's better than Washington. They play bully ball hockey. They want to get in your head, and so that is where the take of. If they give up 3 or more power plays, they lose. If they give up 2 or fewer, they win. They've got the talent. They've got the goalkeeping. Now it's just a matter of mentality. Allow me to quote Carolina Hurricane head coach Rod Brind'Amour. Quote, "We know that's how they do things. Find a way not to let that get to you. Stick to what is going to win us games," end quote. Asked about the Sebastian Aho roughing penalty against Anton Lundell in the 7-minute mark of the first period, which negated a Carolina power play and led to a Carter Verhaeghe score, the first goal of the game on a Panthers power play after Aho took a swing at Lundell after the Panthers center cross-checked him. The referees whistled the retaliation, but not the initial stick hit that caused it. Brenda Moore said, quote, "I mean, the first penalty is a bad call, right? You're going to have those. But that's my thing. Retaliation penalties are not going to get it done. We did a pretty good job with the retaliation, but it just takes one. That's my point. You can't have that one because that really puts you behind the game, and now it's different," end quote. That goal mattered because the Canes, when scoring first in the playoffs, are an undefeated 5-0. The Canes, when not scoring first, are 3-3. Still a pretty good record. 5-0 when scoring first, 500 when not scoring first. Good enough to win you some series, but you have not played a team as good as Florida. Here's the other problem. Florida's power play unit is the best power play unit that you have faced so far in these Stanley Cup playoffs. Carolina's penalty kill has been pretty good. Stopped 14 of 15 power play calls at the barn. 28 of 30 overall power plays in the playoffs. Florida went 2-for-3 with the man advantage. So, basically, it comes down to Carolina lost their bleeping minds in this game. There was one more play that I knew it the moment it happened, I turned this game off and I went back to the NBA. Even though this game was taking place at the same time as the Thunder T-Wolves game, which I had also lost interest in. As a matter of fact, at this point in the game, if I recall correctly, I had moved Carolina to the big TV and Thunder Timberwolves to the baby TV and had them on the side. Third period, Shane Gostisbehere was smoked by Brad Marchand, new captain of the Florida Panthers. Of course, the former captain of the Boston Bruins, where I gave him relentless hell because Brad Marchand is the definition of, yeah, he's a jackass, but he's ours, right? Like that guy that plays for your team that even the hardcore fans would say, you know, if he played for any other team, I'd hate this guy. But when he does it for my team, I love him. Brad has been playing this style of hockey for a very long time. It's a style of hockey Florida wanted to play. That is why, along with the fact that Boston gave him away for a stick of chewing gum, Florida went and got Brad Marchand up out of Boston because they knew they had a Stanley Cup caliber roster, but they also knew they needed somebody to teach them to play that bully style of hockey. They built a roster for it, but they didn't have that guy, that goon, that enforcer, so they went and they got Brad. Welp. Brad, in the third, got a pretty good, and I do argue, cheap shot on Shane Gostisbehere. So what did Shane do? Just a few seconds later, Carolina takes the puck away from Florida. They turn it back the other way. The puck ends up on the stick of Shane Gostisbehere. And what does Shane-O do? Does he turn around, see where the Florida defensemen are, find the lane up the ice for either the pass or the lane to skate and carry the puck into the attacking third? No, no. What Shane does is turn around and from about 100 feet away from the goal, you know, where you definitely aren't scoring. From the other end of the ice, he turns around. He sees Brad Marchand one-on-one defending him. He's got the opportunity to put the skate between or put the puck between the skates and attack Brad and try to beat him one-on-one and create a rush to the net. Does he do that? No. What Shane Gostisbehere did, great one. I don't know if you'll appreciate this or go, that was dumb. We'll find out. What he did was from about 110 feet away from the goal, he winds up and he takes a blast of a slap shot with the hockey puck directly into Brad Marchand. Not trying to score a goal, not trying to pass the puck down the ice and set up a rush, maybe take a man advantage down on the forecheck. No, no, he decides, I'm going to put this puck through the front of Brad Marchand's head and out the back of it. He takes a rip at Brad. Do you know what happened? The Panthers got the worst of it as Marchand was given a double minor for roughing in a 10-minute game misconduct. But from that point forward, because the referees most certainly had a talk with Shane Gostisbehere, it was on TV when it happened, Carolina found themselves under intense scrutiny from the officials the rest of the night. NHL officials are notorious for understanding that a cheap shot in hockey gets a cheap shot in return. And unless you are just egregious with your cheap shot, not all the time, but many times, certain referees will actually let you get away with one and they will skate over and tell both the boys, you're even now. We're done here. Do you understand? I've stood next to the ice and listened to that conversation at a Swamp Rabbits game. They will go, all right, man, you got him. He got you back. We're even. No more of that. That is how they officiate the game. That is how they let the game police itself. If you hit a guy cheap and that guy hits you back cheap, great. You both got a shot. We're now even. The next one we are calling, do you both understand? It is on you to protect your team now. And hockey dudes, by and large, get it. They get it. They understand that. So Shano got a talking to by the official because they know Brad was giving him some cheap sticks to the back here and there. They understand Brad was giving him a couple of little gloves to the gut every now and then. So they let him get away with one. But I would be willing to bet Lonzo's ridiculously large salary that both Shano and Brad were told, all right, boys, getting out of hand. Getting a little carried away. Brad, you got yours. Shane, you got him back. We're done now. Do you understand? Because from that point forward, not only was just about everything getting called, but Carolina was on the worst end of it. They couldn't get away with anything after that. So, Rod Brind'Amour said yesterday, we know who Florida is. We know the style of hockey they want to play. We know their objective in playing that style of hockey, and we have two options here. We can let them accomplish their goal by reacting to the bully ball style of hockey, and we can play their game and give them extra power plays, mitigate our own, prevent our power play team from being on the ice, and exhaust our penalty kill unit, or we cannot play their style. We can go, all right, he got a chip shot. Sucks. It is what it is. He got me. It is what it is. You know how I'm going to get him back? I'm going to go bury one past Bob down there and make them play from behind because here is the other thing I said in that preview. If you're Carolina, scoring first matters against Florida more than any other team. Again, a perfect 5-0 when scoring first, 3-3 when scoring second. But it's not just about scoring first. It's about the fact that Florida's style of hockey does not work if they are playing from behind. Florida's style of hockey works only if the game is tied or they are up one. If you put them down in a hole, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, then Florida has to play hockey. Then they can't focus on trying to put sticks into your lower back. They can't focus on hitting you with an elbow in the rib cage every time that you get into a tussle on the wall. They can't try to knock your skates out from under you when you're busted up in a scrum. They now have to play the puck and play the ice. And if you take that away from them, now we got an even hockey game. Because Carolina on paper, probably not quite as good as Florida is on paper. However, in terms of chemistry and execution, in terms of being well coached, they're right there with or slightly better than Florida. So, in game number two tonight, there is one thing I want to see. Let Brad be Brad. Let Ekblad be Ekblad. Let the Florida Panthers be the Florida Panthers. It sucks to take the high road sometimes. I tell people take the high road all the time. That way there's less people when I take the low road. It sucks to take the high road. You know what doesn't suck? Winning the bleeping Stanley Cup. So, don't react. Let Florida be Florida. Let them do their thing. Beat them. Score a goal early. Make them play from behind. And that's how you make them play your game. And if you make them play your game, you win the East. You all win at life. because Lonzo takes control of the show with Fight Club. Coming up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome into the Fight Club. Before we get started with the Fight Club, I just want to say to all the haters, all the people who say, well, wrestling's not real, tell that to Zoe Stark, okay? And if you don't know who she is, look up Zoe Stark and watch what happened to her. That look fake to you?
Or hear me out. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, look it up. Look it up. Also, Kevin Owens, Big E, so many of these guys and girls who have gotten hurt doing their job. While you probably sit at a computer and risk maybe, you know.
Carpal tunnel's real, Lonzo. Yeah,
no, it is. Getting up too fast and maybe, you know, straining your back.
I used to get real frustrated. I mean, I don't care when people say, you know, it's fake, right? Because my response is now ingrained, which is, yes, so is everything else you watch on television. Like, it's all fake.
Absolutely. But it's episodic TV. That's what it is.
I have joined the ranks of people now who, because, you know, I'm a big words guy, who say, when somebody says, you know, it's fake, right? I say, it is scripted, not fake.
Right.
It's scripted.
It's scripted. These are athletes. These are human beings. And like I said, look up Zoe Stark.
Yeah. I was there. We couldn't really see what happened. All I do know is this, and I don't know how much of this got shown on TV because I haven't gone back to watch it yet. I'll probably do that this evening before the hockey and the basketball games. But basically, like we saw something was wrong. We saw the trainer roll in the ring and help her out of it. She was on the side of the ring, and you could see the frustration because she like slammed her hands down on the mat. She tried to walk back to the back with the assistance of the trainer. She made it about 10-15% of the way down the ramp, and then she just could not do it. And the trainer had to pick her up
yeah.
And carry her down the ramp. She just hung her head back, and you could see that she was crying in that moment. And then yesterday I saw a up-close angle of the definition of knees aren't supposed to bend that way. Yeah. The only thought I had was, do you remember the Willis McGahee injury? That's what it was.
By the way, I know all about that because, you know, shattered kneecap, Blake bent back the wrong way. So anytime I see something like that, I definitely feel for that person.
Yeah.
All right, two big events coming up this weekend for WWE, including tomorrow night, or Saturday night, rather. Saturday night's main event, which is on NBC for everyone to see. Four matches, starting with Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a steel cage match. Friend of the show.
Damian Priest.
I'm sorry.
I've gone back and forth. I will start by saying, aside from picking a winner in this, this match is going to kick ass, dude.
It will.
Like, this match is going to rock. I can't wait for this one.
Big guys in a cage throwing each other against a cage, or it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, this match is going to absolutely slap. I am going to go with the continuation of the Rob Brown bump. I love Drew. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, please don't waste this dude because he's great. But, buddy of the show, Damian Priest is your winner in this one. I think that, especially considering how many other storylines that maybe he's not directly involved in, but he's connected to, that you could kind of use him as a resource to advance other stories. There's too much going on with Damian Priest for him not to win right now.
I agree with you. Damian Priest wins. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do this next just because it's on the list. John Cena versus friend of the show, R-Truth.
Buddy of the show. I mean, John Cena's winning this thing. My only question, this is one of those matches that I'm going to say, great one. It doesn't matter if you know how the story is going to end, if the story itself is entertaining. If you're a wrestling fan, you know that there has always been a goofy comic relationship between buddy of the show, R-Truth, and John Cena, but obviously after the slamming of Truth through a table at the post-game presser of Backlash, now it kind of feels like they're going to treat this one seriously. I don't know how this plays out, but John Cena is going to win.
All right, we both believe that Cena will turn face before it's all over with.
Yes, but leave. Not in this moment.
No, but I think we saw some cracks last time he wrestled. I think this starts to break him a little. And it's a gradual break, but there'll be a look of regret after he destroys R-Truth. And I think it will start to chip away.
I would like that to be the case, but the only question mark is going to be, which pay-per-view do they de-strap John Cena at? Is it SummerSlam? Is it Money in the Bank? Is it all the way till WrestleMania next year? You know,
well, he's not going to be at WrestleMania next year, so I think December is his last.
I mean,
in the ring, and I forget what goes on in December.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we get to that point and he goes, you know what? I'm having so much fun destroying all your favorites one by one. I'm going to take this thing all the way to Mania, and then I'll leave it in the ring, or I'll take it with me out of the ring at the biggest event. I could see it going there. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying I could see it go there. But the question is, how long do you want that breaking process to be, and who's the guy that pulls the trigger on the break that turns him back? I don't know is the answer. Unfortunately, it's not buddy of the show.
There's a rumor. We'll find out if it's true that Cody Rhodes shows back up at Saturday night's main event, because he's at an event that's just a couple hours down the road.
I wouldn't be shocked, but again, the question mark is, yes, we all agree Cody Rhodes is better chasing the title than holding it. My question is, how, if you're going to have Cena, again, which pay-per-view are going to have him turn face at, or take the beating that turns him back face, and how long of a feud do you have to get to that point? Because, like, if it is WrestleMania next year, I don't need Cody Rhodes chasing John Cena for 10 months.
Okay. There's a rumor out there, by the way, that Roman Reigns is up for a part in the next Street Fighter movie. So he's probably going to be gone for a while, especially if he gets that part, along with Jason Momoa and a couple other people. Yeah, it's... It looks very interesting. All right, next match, CM Punk and Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker. I think Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker win this match.
Who does he play?
You have to look it up. I don't remember the name, but they already have them picked who they think they're going to play.
Okay. Listen, I think that this is one that you have to put Seth and Bron Breakker over. If they take this loss to CM Punk, who I can tell you from being there on Monday was the... It felt like most over guy that came out or gal that came out at any point. Sami Zayn, the ultimate never going to get it done, even though he's fantastic at his job guy, is going to eat the pin and get the hell beat out of him by, I think, Bron Breakker. Yes, Punk, or excuse me, Breakker and Rollins win.
And finally, Jey Uso versus Rob's guy, Logan Paul.
Don't you dare, the audacity.
Yeah, you do that stuff to me
the
all the
audacity.
Time.
The audacity.
For the World Heavyweight Championship. Why not? I'm going to say Logan Paul wins.
No chance. No chance. This is going to be a spot where whether you like it or not. I took a first-timer.
Logan Paul versus Gunther at SummerSlam is bigger headline than Gunther versus Jey Uso again. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. I also do not think you necessarily need to put the strap on Logan Paul for that to be compelling, A, and B, this is going
to
be...
Well, Gunther gets the winner, so it would have to be the champion that he would wrestle at some point.
I mean, again, that is the...
friend of the show, Gunther.
Buddy of the show, Walter. Here's what I know. What I know is I took a first-timer to the show on Monday night. What I know is that both at his entrance and as he was leaving, Jey Uso did the yeet, and the entire arena did it. There were foam hands up. I saw more Jey Uso shirts than anybody else at the end of the day. And this isn't a new because of TKO thing. It's always been this way. When you have somebody that is white hot to the point that they are unquestionably selling more merch than anybody else in the building. I sat by the merch table for a handful of minutes before we went into the arena early and watched Uso shirts, yeet shirts going out the door, out the door, out the door, out the door. They are not going to take the strap off of a guy who is moving money the way that Jey Uso is right this very second, even if it is for Logan Paul, the internet sensation. Of every match on this card, and I mean this, of every match on the card, the most confident pick for Rob Brown on Saturday night is Jey Uso.
Okay, we'll see.
That's not even because it's Logan. You could put Gunther against him right now. You could put anybody against him right now. That dude is a money-printing machine. Even if you don't think he's a good wrestler, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Sales come first.
You shock the world if you're going to do it. Why not do it on NBC? All right, really quick, in NXT Vengeance Day, we'll jump through a couple of these. Six-man tag team match, Hank and Tank and Josh Briggs versus The Culling, which I love the name, which is Brooks Jensen, Nico Vance, and Sean Spears. I'm going to go with The Culling there.
I'm actually going to join you on that one. I am two episodes behind of NXT, so I got some catching up to do, but I'm going to agree with you there.
All right. Tony D'Angelo versus Channing Stacks Lorenzo.
I hate this so much. That
it was bound to happen.
I know, but every now and then you stumble into that faction that you never want to break up. New Day with Big E hit that mark. The Family hit that mark. It's so cheesy, campy, B-movie, even for pro wrestling lovers. They were murdering people off screen. I am so in for that. That being said, Tony D has crowds eating out of his hand. He has to win here.
Stacks wins, and here's the reason why. It's a coup. It's not just Stacks who wants Tony D taken down.
The whole family?
I think the whole family does.
Wow.
Yes, I do. All right, NXT Women's North American Championship
but that
match.
Means that means a Tony D face turn. Can you have a face mobster character?
Tony D moves up. NXT Women's North American Championship match, Sol Ruka, who has the best finisher in all of wrestling, versus Kalani Jordan. This match, they're already setting it up. Zarya is going to do something, whether on purpose or not, and Sol Ruka is going to lose the belt to Kalani Jordan. Kalani Jordan, very boring. Sol Ruka is awesome.
I don't think she's boring. I just don't think she's for us. But I actually agree. I think she drops the belt, but I also am going to say I think Sol Ruka is ready to come up. I think she's ready. I think it's time. She is so damn entertaining. We were talking the other day, Jack and a buddy of the show, Jack and I were talking about Dom Mysterio and the fact that this dude has grown on me from guy that I could not stand when he was a face to now my favorite heel on the roster. Sol Ruka is the NXT version of that. Was not a fan when she showed up. Now I'm like, this chick can go. Bring her up now.
She absolutely can. She used to be an influencer. I found out about that. I'll tell you about that later. TNA World Heavyweight Championship against, say his name, and he appears, Joe Hendry versus Trick Williams. I think Joe Hendry won the music off Tuesday. No way. There's no way they let Trick Williams beat Joe Hendry for the TNA title on an NXT PLE. Do
Correct.
They?
Correct. No, oh. None at all. I agree with you. It kind of takes the weight of the match out of it, to be honest with you. What I do think they can probably do is allow Trick to like dominate the match for a good chunk of it and then let Joe have like his WrestleMania flashback and be like, oh, I took this from the Orton match and that's what I applied to win this thing. I wouldn't be shocked to see a Joe KO, an RK Joe Hendry at some point as like a tribute to his WrestleMania event. But no, there is no chance another company's belt changes hands on an NXT show.
All right, two more matches real quick. NXT Women's Championship match, Stephanie Vaquer versus Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace just flat out nearly killed Julia last time when they wrestled. Do you move Stephanie up already after you've just moved Julia up? I think you do. I think Jordynne Grace wins.
I think you do as well, because I think number one, Stephanie has already showed up on the main roster a couple of times and has been.
Actually, I think she may have already signed with.
I don't know if she has or hasn't.
She ends up on SmackDown where Julia is.
Yeah,
sure.
Regardless of where you bring her up, she has showed up and wrestled on the main roster show a couple of times, and she is beyond over for a variety of very good reasons. I think it's call up time. Then again, the only reason she's in NXT is because she has to be to kind of learn the WWE ropes, which I understand. I do think you were at the call up moment here. And on top of that, you had Jordynne Grace. When she signed, it was a big deal. She's been good, but she hasn't really captured the attention the way that Stephanie Vaquer did. And if that is the case, give her her opportunity to learn about carrying the strap. By carrying the strap, call Stephanie up. She's also ready and already a focus. Yes, I agree.
All right. Finally, Obafemi versus Miles Bourne. Miles Bourne it's a great story because he's partially deaf and the angle is good about him standing up for people with disabilities. But he's going up against Obafemi, but they've already set something up because Jasper Troy, who won LFG, showed up Tuesday and jumped Obafemi. He's going to do something again to cause a problem, but Obafemi still has the championship.
I'll be honest with you, as an Obafemi guy, like I hope he doesn't, because I agree with you. Like, I think it's a great background storyline that kind of goes in that direction. And if you tell that story and you get a bunch of people invested for that reason, and then you have the guy not win in that moment, it's like, okay, are we really represented the way we thought we were here? I could see this being a bit of a swerve, and it sets up your rivalry over there while giving somebody new an opportunity to have their moment with a belt. So I'll bet the upset here. I'll
wow.
bet the upset here.
You think Miles Bourne is going to upset?
I'll bet the upset. It may not be clean.
Well,
there may
because,
be something to
because
it,
of Jasper Troy.
Right? It
so,
may not be clean.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think if you're gonna utilize that to tell that story and allow the deaf community to have a major moment of representation on your, you know, on arguably the third biggest wrestling stage that there is anywhere, with all due respect to AEW, I think you got to let him have the strap, or else it just kind of feels like it was, you know, to use one of those internet words, virtue signaling to some degree. Hey, that's it for the Fight Club. Back after this, wrapping up the show, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final segment of the day, final segment of the week, as I will be off tomorrow. Got a little thingy thing. Got to take care of tomorrow morning, and then of course it is a 3-day weekend for us. We will be off on Monday as we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation that we live in. Memorial Day on Monday. I ask all of you, take a few minutes to contemplate, to ponder, and to be grateful for the generations of Americans who have worn the uniform of our U.S. Armed Services in every iteration, dating back to the Minutemen of Lexington and Concord, all the way up to our vets of today who were willing to heed the call and pay the ultimate sacrifice in dedication and honor of these great United States that we live in. We will be off on Monday. We will return to you on Tuesday. And at that point, obviously, we will have multiple game threes in both the NBA and NHL playoffs that we will break down. We will, I have no doubt, have much more in the off-season college football landscape that we will have to talk about, because it's felt like this week we've had a new college sports story, none of them involving sports, all of them involving courtrooms and settlements and new lawsuits, etc. But all of it obviously having a major impact on the college football game that we love so much. When we return on Tuesday, we'll check you in with where we are for all of those things. A couple of things I wanted to address on the way out. Memorial Day weekend is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the crown jewel weekend of motorsports. We have got the Indy 500 running. We've got a couple of other races going on and other major and professional racing series. And of course, it all culminates on culminates Sunday in the Coca-Cola Zero 600 up at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I will not be attending this year, unfortunately. I've enjoyed going to that race the last couple of years, but great one. None of those races, as excited as I am for all of them. Sunday is a wonderful TV day for fans of going fast and turning left. None of those races are the race that I am the most excited about. The race that I am most excited about, I am also going to call the shot right now, that is going to be a race that Lonzo is most excited about, even if he's not excited about any other race. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Sunday, before the Indy 500. Actually, I lied to you. I'm sorry. Coming up tomorrow, not the weekend. Coming up tomorrow, Oscar Mayer has announced the Weenie 500, a first-of-its-kind spectacle where the entire fleet of Wienermobiles will haul buns to the legendary Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a race unlike any other ahead of this year's Indy 500, which draws more than 33,000 fans who consume nearly 30,000 hot dogs. Oscar Mayer's beloved hot doggers will make their racing debut on the very same track. At 2 p.m. tomorrow, the fleet of Wienermobiles will take to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and will race. And here's the best part. Each Wienermobile will represent a different regional dog, including the Chicago Dog, the New York Dog, the Slaw Dog, the Sonoran Dog, the Chili Dog, which is when you put a chili on a hot dog, it's a chili dog, and the Seattle Dog. Each driver will have a custom hot dogger racing suit that represents their region's dog, as the Wienermobiles will race for hot dog supremacy. Ladies and gentlemen, Team Chili Dog, which is when you put chili on a hot dog, it's a chili dog, and Oscar Mayer has now said it's official, and no, you do not have a higher voice of authority in the wiener world than Oscar Mayer.
I gotta agree. And I'm also Team Chili Dog here. We are united in what we believe is going to win the race, and we are vindicated from all you people who think that a hot dog comes with chili without it requesting it. You guys are just wrong. And you restaurants, I'm telling you, you're costing yourself some extra money. But, you know, it's up to you.
Even Oscar Mayer says it's a chili dog.
You're right. That is the authority in wieners. Oscar Mayer, for sure. All right. The first thing that's asking is Darby Allin. I'm sorry. Friend of the show, Darby Allin.
Buddy of the show, Darby Allin. Did, I believe, I don't know if this is Weistrunning, I assume it is, did summit Mount Everest. Did reach the top of Mount Everest, which, by the way, he told us on this show he wanted to do a very long time ago when he joined us, called that shot, and then not only did so great one, but I also happen to know that while he was on his way up, he brought a skateboard and is now the Guinness World Record holder for the highest altitude kickflip.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really cool.
The Rob Brown bump, ladies and gentlemen, is not exclusive to just your sport. If you get the Rob Brown bump, you become a winner at life.
All right, let's go with what I would consider the opposite right now of Darby Allin. That would be Booker T.
Booker T is having an interesting run, obviously, as we mentioned in Fight Club just a minute ago, was a member of the LFG coaching staff, where Zoe told me during the break he took a little bit of heat. Listen, all I know right now about Booker T is that the last time, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, and that's okay, I don't care, the last time that my wife made the way down the hallway in behind closed doors only clothing, I 100% went, nothing happened after that, as you can imagine. But it made me laugh a lot.
Okay, that's not why he's Xing, and no one really wanted to hear that. He is Xing because there's a picture taken during NXT where it looks like he's praying again.
Praying again?
Okay, so you don't know the story. At the Hall of Fame, he fell asleep. And he said that he was praying.
Gotcha.
And there's a picture go all over the place right now where he is praying again, this time during NXT.
I mean, listen, all of us have fallen asleep at work at some point. Just if you're going to fall asleep at work, do it when there's not a camera pointed at you that's on national television. Book.
Yeah, if I can stay awake during certain soccer segments, he can stay awake during NXT. I'm just saying.
No.
All right, the next thing is Xing is Mission Impossible.
She also didn't find it funny, for the record. Mission Impossible, does it come out this weekend? I assume.
Comes out today.
Forget the movie itself. The controversy right now is that there was a video that came out of Tom Cruise at the debut, the debut of Mission Impossible, eating popcorn, except he very clearly wasn't actually eating the popcorn. He was reaching into the box and very obviously pulling out an empty fist. And I know that because he was doing the thing where you like throw the popcorn in the mouth, except he threw it from like here and the hand was empty. And then he was chewing, but with like his mouth open, you could see there was nothing in there. Very clear. And Tom, we understand, my man. Like, you're Tom Cruise because you are still at your age, jacked, ripped, in shape, and looking good. I'm not even mad at you for it, but the whole pretending to eat popcorn thing was weird.
All right, they were debating this on the Pat McAfee show also. Has anyone slowed it down? I mean,
dude's not eating popcorn. Just
slow down the film. I do know people who eat popcorn that way. I've done that before, just being goofy and eating popcorn that way.
And forget even the throwing of the popcorn at the mouth hole. The problem was he's clearly fake chewing. Okay. He's like.
We need slow down analysis. We do. He's also in his 60. He may have fake teeth. I don't know. And dentures and popcorn don't mix. Finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Lilo and Stitch.
The live action Lilo and Stitch, which I got to tell you, some of the commercial stuff they put out, I'm kind of interested in.
It also comes out today. So Lilo and Stitch versus Mission Impossible, we'll see how that plays out.
I have been anti live action remakes of movies that aren't at least a couple of decades old. I'm anti that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, there are two coming out that I'm really excited about. I actually will probably see Lilo and Stitch because I actually love Stitch the character. The How to Train Your Dragon movie looks badass.
It does.
Looks badass. I'm in. All right, that's it for us. Off tomorrow. We will return next Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. Please tell your friends about us. Help us grow the show. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Give a few minutes of thanks and thought to all of those who laid it down so that we could have a ball this weekend. We'll see you all back here Tuesday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.